road teams, that's a pretty tough environment, isn't it?
Yeah. I think there and in Oakland, I haven't been to Oakland, but from what I hear about Oakland, I think those two are pretty tough to play. You don't want to wear the opponent's jersey to either of those stadiums, and it's definitely tough. But we know the type of environment that we're getting, that we're going to, so we know what to expect.
You got a bunch of rookies. You got to play key roles, especially on offense. Mm-hmm. Are you surprised that this class has come so far so quickly?
No, not at all. I mean, because we've seen what they can do in the off season, and I think it's just all about maturity, and they definitely have demonstrated that. So I think they're going to be prepared.
But you know what it's like to come in as a rookie and how hard it is to contribute and make an impact. I know you had an injury, but things happen. Are you that much more impressed with some of these guys, even from last year, some of the guys who came in that are actually making an impact?
Yes, for sure, especially at those positions. I mean, just with the running back position with Andre Williams, I mean, the fact that, just holding on to the ball and just making sure he has to, just knowing what he has on his shoulders, just keep carrying the load as a running back and knowing that we've been running a lot more than usual. I think there's going to be a lot on his shoulders, but I think he can handle it. And then with Odell looked definitely very comfortable. We really see every team in our conference as a team to beat, and we really see each team as a rivalry. And we just know that, and when I say rivalry, we just know it's going to be a tough game. It's going to come down to the fourth quarter, and there's just bad blood between everybody. I don't think anyone in this conference are friends, or it's like us two don't like you two. I think everyone doesn't like each other in this conference.
When you took that picture, did you know?
No, not at all. No, not at all. And I'm very good at making a wise judgment. So I'm pretty. So I'm kind of disappointed in myself that I let that one slip. And if you can see the picture, you can tell that I was hesitant just with putting the zero, because DRC made a full zero, and I was just like, but we didn't know it was gonna blow up like it did. But it makes sense. But yeah, definitely wasn't our intentions. And I don't even know if they've won a Super Bowl or not. So I was just doing what the fan asked.
I think there are Giants fans in Philadelphia with a number 4 jersey.
Say it again?
I think there's anybody in Philadelphia who has a Giants jersey with a number 4?
No, I highly doubt that.
This offense, when you look at your offense, you obviously see it in practice every day. Chip Kelly talked this morning about how difficult it is to kind of pick your poison. Odell now out there, Ruben,
true.
Victor, Larry. I mean, 2 weeks ago, the guy who scores 3 touchdowns, now last week doesn't catch a ball.
Exactly.
And you still score over 30. What does that mean to this offense that you see out there on a daily basis?
Just like you said, just pick your poison. We have a lot of strengths. And yeah, and then Larry, they definitely made it a mission to shut down Larry. They had a couple of guys on him, which left guys open on the outside, and I think when you have an offense like that where there's a lot of weapons, I think a lot of guys are going to have their opportunities to make plays.
Do you see that? I mean, how much pressure does that put on a secondary?
It puts a lot, because you just don't know who you don't know where the ball is going to, and you have to play everyone honest. You can't really double this guy, because if you do, then you're weakening that side. So it's tough.
Thanks.
Thank you.
When you look at Nick Foles, do you see any differences between where he was a year ago and where he is now?
I would say the only difference is that he doesn't have Deshaun and Avon anymore. So, and those guys were great, great key guys. So I guess it's just tough for those other guys to fill in their shoes. But I think the Eagles' formula of winning now is just different. I think special teams and defense just have to step up, which was last year. You knew what the offense was going to give you, but I think it's early in the season. I think that they're going to get it going, because they have a reputation for being an explosive offense.
You think they really missed Deshaun?
miss him as like a person or
like
player?
A deeper.
Yeah, of course. Of course, because you can't coach speed, and you can't and I don't know. I don't know if he's replaceable. It's tough, because he's such a very great a player, and attracts a lot of attention on the field.